Mounting evidence points to the massive role climate change has had on recent protests across Iran. One day last summer, temperatures in Iran reached almost 129 degrees Fahrenheit, one of the highest ever recorded. A severe years-long drought, dust storms, and water problems have harmed the country's economy and driven many farmers off of their shriveled lands and into cities. Iran's former president provided subsidies to these struggling families, and when the current president indicated he would reduce them, people across the drought-stricken countryside joined the wave of protests. According to the IPCC, rainfall in the region will drop another 20% by 2100, and temperatures could increase by as much as 5 degrees Celsius. But Iran is not alone in suffering the mounting impacts of runaway climate change, and any real solutions will require a fundamental transformation away from the economic and political systems driving the human race closer and closer to oblivion, and toward solutions that center around people and the earth. For the Earth Minute and the Sojourner Truth Show, this is Ann Peterman from Global Justice Ecology Project. I'm going to go to the hospital.